When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Today, our world is tainted. Our world is struggling. Our world may never be our world again. Today will be the last today, because tomorrow will feel different. Tomorrow will not be the same. Tomorrow will be a chance to try again, if we let it. We must open our eyes. It must make sense. It must be passed down to a new generation, a generation of hope. A younger generation who may just save our industry. A generation that understands functional and revolts against non-functional. Take a stand and join the fight. Say no to rosemary sprigs, chopped red peppers. Say no to kale leaves, flowers, and balsamic reduction for no reason. Say no to non-functional garnish. Paid for by the Fight Against Non-Functional Garnish Old People Put on Plates Across America Association.
I actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with the people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with, like, calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to, like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think that to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your knees on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. We're stepping the whole thing is to make sure that your microphone is on. That's what you got to do, Jeffy. I just learned that I'm new in the business.
Work that, my daddy.
What? Did you just call me daddy? I thought that was your name.
Yeah, I just like to flip it sometimes. But sometimes I like you to be daddy.
Oh, well, I don't mind being daddy, I guess. I don't know. But I started talking and the microphone wasn't on. It just figures, you know, this sham of a shit show we run over here. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Well, come on. Well, it can only get better from here, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Exactly. I hope that's what it is. I just figured out why my headphones didn't sound right, and I just adjusted them, which makes a big difference as well. Welcome to Plum Love Foods, everybody. We're excited to be hanging out with you here on a Thursday. It is June 17th. And let me tell you something, fellas. In our little neck of the woods here, in our little area, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, this whole area, it's certainly starting to feel like COVID is over. And if you ask our governor of New York, the one and only Andrew W. Cuomo, who made the big announcement that all COVID restrictions are now lifted, gentlemen, does that mean that we beat COVID?
In New York.
Well, I mean, is there any other place that actually matters?
I mean, Michigan's getting COVID crazy again.
All right, well, I'm getting ready to have a big cheer moment with an attaboy, Jeffy, and you kill it.
Because I don't want you to go ahead and say it's over if there's people out there dying that's insensitive.
It's over here. It's not over there. Like, you know, it's our time.
Like, damn, not us. All right, I'm with that. It's them.
It's our time over here right now. It's their time over there.
Their time.
Well, so listen.
Yo, Goonies never die.
That's right. I think that we can probably say that we've officially beat COVID, right? Come on, boys. Attaboy, New York. Woo!
Yeah.
Right. Attaboy. Attaboy. We'll see. At least until the next 2 months. We'll see what happens.
Omas COVID.
Omas. Are people still wearing masks in the city? I haven't been this. Well, I was in the city last week.
I'm in Manhattan today. Me and my daughter had to wear masks. My little daughter had to wear masks sometimes. It made me feel crazy. So, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody else does. I think it's just you guys.
Now, some people were like, not wearing masks. But she's not vaccinated because she's a little kid. And then people look at her like she's, I'm like, I don't know. People get weird. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Like,
I haven't noticed anybody looking at my kids weird.
Feel the energy.
That's just you. You make that shit up, though. You think everyone's like got something going on behind the scenes about you?
Probably. I'm a little paranoid.
What about you, Dan? You're awful quiet back there.
Well, because this topic is like the big thing right now. It's like, what are the next steps? You know, and in the back of my head, I'm thinking about what everybody does and what they're gonna do, and who took the vaccine, who didn't take the vaccine, why and why not? What countries are getting hit? When countries are going down? And all the shit, like India is popping off, it's crazy, and then we're over here chilling. And then next thing you know, England got some new strand of some shit that nobody ever heard of, and they're locked down. And so it's kind of back and forth. So, you know, everybody has their own opinion. It's hard to say what's real, what's not. It's just crazy.
I mean, you could go that route, but you could also say that, hey, we beat COVID. Yay! Attaboy!
Yo,
come on!
You know, honestly, I'm
like, fun. Woo! All right.
I think in retrospect, you're correct, because in fact, maybe we are truly learning what the real ramifications are of the whole thing, and that we're going to move past it. So in that aspect, you're absolutely correct. It seems like we are trying to move past it and moving forward with our lives and doing the things we need to do and just kind of learning almost. I mean, essentially, you got to learn to live with it one way or the other. People get vaccinated. People don't. It is what it is. People are just learning to live with the situation, just like we live with the flu, just like we live with cancer, like we live with all the other fucked up shit that comes after us.
It's never going to 100% crazy drivers. It's never going to 100% be gone. It's part of our lives now. Like AIDS showed up is now part of our lives. And, you know, just all these things that are now part of our lives. This will be part of our lives. However,
hold on. We beat AIDS, though, too, right? We beat that, right?
We did? Hey, all right. Attaboy, no more AIDS. Yeah.
Right.
Woo. That's what I'm talking about. That's all. I didn't know.
Dave will be excited.
Damn.
Yeah, he'll be really excited.
Attaboy us, huh? Attaboy us. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I have people who are very close to me who are anti-vaccine people, who some of them who get really crazy about it, some who just, you know, I'm not really... you know, ready to jump on and get vaccinated yet. But it's hard to look at the statistics of what's going on right now, especially in New York and Connecticut, and you see, okay, so this amount of people, you know, 70-80% of people, of adults, have been vaccinated. and look at how low the numbers of positive rates are. It's hard to not put the two and two together. I don't know, man. I'm not a rocket scientist or a rocket doctor or a doctor scientist. I'm pretty close, though. I have a microphone. But if you try to put those together, it seems like common sense to me. Oh, that's why the numbers are low, because all these people are being vaccinated. I mean, Jeffy, I know that you have a little bit different opinion on that, but I just think that, I don't know, I think that's the truth.
Well, I think there is a lot of truth to that. I think the more people who get, either people who get sick and aren't going in and getting tested, which is like another part of the big number they're saying. Like, they're saying people who are getting vaccinated are getting basically a strand, right? And then they're getting their immune systems boosted up by getting the vaccine. And then there's a lot of people out there who've actually gotten corona who aren't going to get tested either or get the vaccine. You know what I mean? Like, there's people out there who are just like, fuck that, I'm not doing it either. And those kind of people contribute to those numbers too. So I think, you know, there's a lot more people, I think, that are contributing to, like, the herd immunity that everyone talks about than we know. You know what I mean? There's a lot more people that are actually, you know, have antibodies or have some sort of, you know, personal defense, maybe.
Well, I don't think that the testing numbers have really gone down that much. They've kind of stayed pretty much the same everywhere, the amount of tests that are being performed on a daily basis, which is how they figure out that positivity number. You know, I know in Connecticut,
that can't make sense though, because every testing site I see is empty, bro.
Yeah, I know, but I think a lot more like doctor's offices and stuff are doing it now too. Like before, you had to go to the testing site. Now, like, you can go to your doctor and they can do it.
Who's paying you to say that, bro?
Oh, here we go. Would you stop it?
I just ask for the people.
Nobody's paying me but Dan. Dan gave me $18.
$18, that's what you heard it here. All right, that's what it costs.
We got a great show for you guys tonight. Chef Randy's going to be here in a few minutes with his top five, and then we're going to be joined by a good friend of the show, a really good brother, Chef Kerry Favreau, a.k.a. Chef Zip, is going to be on the program. We're going to talk a lot about working in a private club. I've had a lot of questions. I've never done that, Jeffy. I've never worked private club. Have you?
No. I've always wanted to, actually. Like, one of my dream jobs, I always joke, is that I would leave my job to work on a golf course, like to, like, take over a golf course so I could play golf, like, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
If you're a chef at a golf course, you can't play golf. You're going to be working.
The fuck all that, man. You know Daddy would be out there playing some golf. I would work at time. It would be an hour.
Are you a big golfer? Is this something I didn't know about you? Like, are you, like, really into it?
I don't play that much because it's like crack, you know. I don't like to do it often.
Do you get really competitive and weird about it?
Kinda, but with myself more than anything. Like, I just get mad when I don't get to do what I want to do. Like, so I'll practice before I go play, and I'll feel good, and then I'll get out there and I'll eat shit, or I'll get nervous, or something like that. It's always nerves.
Dude, it sounds terrible. This is too stressful. I don't want to play that. Dan, you golfer at all?
No, it's really fun. And then you get drunk and hang out with friends. I mean, it's great.
Dan,
I'd like to be.
Yeah,
I try. I don't have time for that. But I have a golf course right down the street from my house now.
Oh man, I'm coming, Dan. That's the calling right there. That was it.
I had clubs. I had to throw them away. I feel, and I got to get new clubs.
I got a couple sets. You right-handed?
Right-handed, yeah.
You guys talking about this now for real?
Yeah. We gonna go for golf. You can come with us if you want.
Man, you brought it up. A little sidebar, guys. We like to golf. Here we go.
By the way, I want to point out, Chef Dave is chiming in here. He says, AIDS is still a thing, you fucks. He got a little upset at us about that.
Oh, man, sorry.
Dude, Dave, only if you're poor. If you're Magic Johnson money, AIDS is not a thing
anymore. Doesn't exist. That's right. So we're going to have a lot of fun here on the program this evening. I'm looking forward to talking to Chef Kerry. Been wanting to for a long time. But coming up next, we're going to be hanging out with our boy Chef Randy and his top five. Five. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to get our ducks in a row. I'm going to get my cocktail ready. And we're going to get Randy on the horn. In the meantime, you guys check this out right here from your boys at Plum Love Foods. Your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, Chef Dave will be here shortly. And, of course, Chef Jeffy. We'll be back in just a couple seconds. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
One small step for man, one giant step for
man. molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com. Welcome back to Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday, June 17th. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, and of course Chef Jeffy here on the program. Coming up a little bit later on, our good brother Chef Cary Favreau joins the show talking about working the private club scene, Jeffy. I'm really looking forward to that conversation.
Absolutely, man. And not only that, he's a G of a chef. He's been around. He knows his shit, so to hear the transitions between different walks of his career going into this private work.
Yeah.
And the difference is going to be kind of crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joining us now on the program, one of the grumpy old men himself, the one, the only, the cherub of my eye, one of the best culinary instructors in the entire United States of America, one of the greatest chefs to ever walk. He is a treasure that we have in this country. We treasure him on this program every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chef Randy. Chef, how are you?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Living the dream. Getting ready to get down with our busy season. Excited to spend a little time with you this evening, brother. How are you?
Well, it's been a busy week just keeping up with my my interns all over the country, you know?
Yeah. How's your health? I know we talked to you last week. You had a couple of health issues. Everything a little bit better now?
You know, it's I'm getting there. You know, I am. It's very boring. I don't want to talk about it, you know, really and truly.
All right. Well, listen, here's the good news. It's not gonna be boring now because you got the good brothers here with you.
Well, there you go. The good brothers?
Oh, yeah. That's all of us, buddy. We're right here with you, and it's not going to be boring because we're with you.
We're here in Solari.
All right.
All right, brother. Well, look, let's get down to it. Here we go.
All right, all you chefs, cooks, and shoemakers out there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power,
loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Get ready. It's time to learn from Chef Randy's Top 5. Five. Jeff Randy's Top 5.
I mean, it is the worst intro music to a bit that's ever been made right there, Jeffy.
Makes me so happy. I love it.
Hi. Randy, what's our topic this week, man?
Well, and I'm trying to. It's coming up on my computer. Just give me a second here.
Oh Jesus! What did the hamster stop running on the wheel to crank the power up? What happened?
Well, pretty much, you know.
Listen, if you want us to stop the car so you can go around front and crank it up again, we will.
I kind of have two of them. Okay, I have five universal truths about restaurant employee locker rooms. Are the five universal truths about restaurant managers. Pick one.
Ooh, let's go with the managers, right, Jeffy? That works for me.
Absolutely. Okay. I like the managers.
All right. Has the Comtrex 4000 computer picked up yet? Your Tandy 800? Is it fired up?
It has. It has. My gateway has finally come online. Yeah.
The gateway. Randy's firing up his Atari 2600 to read the messages.
Number five. Managers stress hospitality and spend the entire pre-shift meeting talking about the importance of turning tables.
Okay. I would probably agree with that. Jeff, Dan, you guys agree with that?
Right.
Spot on.
I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's their whole thing.
All right, works for me. Number four,
the manager, in addition to managing, is in the office doing blow. All
right. I mean, at least you didn't sugarcoat it for us. You know, I'm glad you kind of just went straight to the point.
I see what you did there.
I mean, you didn't really bring up the walk-in though either, Chef. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's have another one.
All right. Number three.
The manager, in addition to managing, is also selling drugs to the staff.
Okay. Well, listen, at least you got a hobby. That's good, you know? I mean, I'm not going to hate
it
on the
happens.
Guy.
Well, you always have to have a sideline, right?
Yeah, a little something right? going on. You got to make sure, you know? Chiming in here on the instant feedback, Chef Dave just said, facts.
I mean,
what
did
he say?
He said facts. All right, what
Number
else you
two.
Got, Chef?
The manager, in addition to managing, is also actively interviewing for other management jobs.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all, as cooks, constantly just like, well, that could be a good job. Let's figure that out. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, every manager I knew kind of was looking for another job always, you know.
Well, or he was at least telling everybody he was.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Like, you know, I could work here. They want me. They offered me so much money. But I'm here because of, you know, my love for this team.
Right. Listen, I know that Jean George wants me to come work, but I'm committed here at Chili's. You don't even know.
Yeah, listen. I'm the assistant manager at Chili's.
Applebee's because... I'm going to stay at Applebee's because I made a commitment to these people.
That's
you know?
Right. Listen, they're going to put me on a training program. I'm going to become a training manager here soon.
I'm staying at the Olive Garden because soon I'm going to Tuscany to really make pasta.
Oh, shit.
I like that.
Jeffy for the win. All right, and number one, right? We're at number one now?
Yeah, number one. Everyone.
Sorry, no.
Okay, we got to get some real drums.
That's
okay?
Like high quality sound effects bit. There. That's like I'm an old Foley guy.
I think we need some real drums over
here. All right, I'll make drum roll. Next week I'll have a drum roll for you.
All right. Number one, everyone complains about their schedule to the manager, who, in addition to managing, really doesn't give a shit.
That's just true. That's true. Yeah, complain. I just fucking show up and shut your mouth. Oh, my God. Chef, I'm sure you've made some schedules in your day. Did you ever actually care when someone would tell you, hey, I need a day off. Can you help me with this, Chef? Did you ever pay attention to any of that?
I actually did try to help people, you know. And look, I was in the country, man. You know, I had to make my people happy. I wouldn't bend over for them or anything like that. But I did try to help people when if they needed a day off or something like that, you know. But I know I, of course, was, you know, one of the very few that did that, right?
Wow, good for you. Mm-hmm. Huh? How about that? Damn,
you big sweetie.
Yeah, he's,
you can't do in the country what they do in the city, baby. It just don't, you know, they don't fly.
Hey.
You know, when you have a limited, labor pool to pick from.
I guess you don't have
a trainer. I know that. That's facts. I lived upstate, and I know all about that. Upstate New York, the same way. You got like,
you got to keep them happy.
You got a good guy. You got to do everything you can to keep them happy. Put beers in the walk-in. You know, make sure you front them some money on Thursdays.
Yeah,
you know that whole thing.
Well, there it is, Chef.
I kept the dishwasher for 15 years.
Yes, Woodward. You know the hustle.
Who does that?
And you never promoted him? You're an asshole. You never promote the guy to at least a line cook?
Well, you know, he never wanted to do that. You know, I mean, she took pride in her in doing dishes. She says, "Oh, I couldn't work on the line because it made her too nervous. Washing dishes, you just got to wash dishes, right?"
Hey, so, as long as it made her happy.
She would do prep work. She did prep work, you know, and this was a very simple lady, very Christian, very, devoutly Catholic, not much education, but, a nice lady. Hey, I tell you this, too. I went get her to bring her to work, and I brought her home every night.
I'll bet you did, yeah, Chef. After 15 years, I bet you did.
You know, and look, I had every piece of seafood that ever came through my place was handled by Ms. Serenier. Ms. Serenier worked for my mom and dad before me when they had the restaurant, wow. And worked for me too a total of 52 years.
Oh my God!
Damn.
Another lady 54 years.
That's crazy, Chef. I can't even make a joke about that. That's incredible.
We kept people, man. You know, and look, I mouthed off to one lady in a moment of extremis during a really hectic service period, and she looked at me, she took off her apron, she walked out the door and would not talk to me again.
Wow.
And boy, you know, that was tough on me. She was, first of all, she was a great employee. Second of all, she was really a family friend. And shame on me for saying what I said. I'm not going to tell you what I told her, but anyway, she never took my phone calls. Everything I sent her, she sent back. I'd send her a little bouquet of flowers for her birthday. She sent it back every time.
Damn, Chef, what did you say to her?
She never. I'm not gonna say. You're going to get that out of me. But anyway, it was. But it taught me a lesson. You know, it taught me a big lesson, you know, and so, and there's, you know, because there's, you know, the work is hard enough, you know, God knows.
Is she still alive?
To go off on somebody like, yeah, she's still alive. She is.
Chef, you gotta
talking to Maya.
You gotta get that apology out to her now. Come on, you can do it.
I've tried apologizing, man. I've apologized so many times, I can't tell you. She will wow. not, She's got a stone for a heart where this is concerned, man. I'm Jeez. Telling you.
Well, so anyway. You know, this is where you got to give it over to Jesus. This is it. You've done everything you can.
I'm really sorry. I've tried everything I could. And, you know, if she doesn't accept it, she doesn't accept it.
Exactly.
I'm not glad about it.
Yeah, I'm not glad about it, but I've resigned myself to it. But
it
taught me an important lesson not to do that, you know? Because, you know, you should have heard how my father talked to me during the lunch rush. And I was his damn son. Good Lord.
He did it with love, Chef. But after
it was all over with, after the lunch rush was over, hey, Randy, grab a bottle of wine and meet me at grandmother's next door, and we'd go have lunch with my grandmother, and everything was forgiven. Wouldn't even bring it up, you know?
That's but on the line,
hey, you fat son of a bitch, are you going to – can I get that sandwich, like, now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Randy, you are the man. We love you. We thank you for your knowledge every single week. You're educating the masses, even when you don't mean to, and we appreciate you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you next week, my friend.
Well, it's always good talking to you guys. I wish you guys a really productive week.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great, man. Hey.
Vice versa, brother.
Take care of yourself, my friend. We'll see you down the road. We'll see you next week. All right.
Hang in there. Bye.
There he goes, the one and only Chef Randy. That guy, what a treasure that dude is, huh?
I love him, Randy.
That guy's awesome. Dan, would you fall asleep back there?
No. I just started
using your, like, sexy voice.
Angelic voice.
I love he got talk.
That. He has that beautiful, sexy voice. You know, he got that southern drawl every now and then. He'll hit you with that Louisiana Creole,
he hits that little Creole
accent.
Out,
you're like, oh, yo, it's great. I just sit there and listen. He's telling a story. I'm like,
man, who you bullshitting? You know you love him because he's like the rambling Jedi master. He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And you're
I'm
like,
learning. I'm like, yes.
You're like taking notes, motherfucker. You're like, do it. He captivates the whole crowd. He just, and everyone listens.
Oh,
no one
shit.
Does that for me.
Jesus. Amazing. Hey, check it out. If you love the show, show your support. Take yourself on over to chefplum.com. Click on the store icon. Get in there and get yourself a brand new Plum Love Foods t-shirt, Jeff. We've got some great ones up there.
Bro, we have some awesome t-shirts. We have a weight mop still up there selling. Get rid of them all the time. I mean, I don't think we've ever sold out of them, but we might. So you might want to buy some. You know, you might want to get on there. You never know what'll happen. You might want to get a Chris Amigo shirt. It'll happen. You'll go down there and you'll be like, God damn it, they're sold out. Now, I don't want that to happen to you.
Right.
So listen, guys, get on there. Get on there right now. JeffPlum.com/store. Get yourself a goddamn t-shirt.
A goddamn t-shirt. This shirt stinks. And show everybody why you think it stinks. Buy a shirt. ChefPlum.com/store. Hey, coming up here in just a couple of seconds, we're going to be joined by a good brother, Jeffy. I'm excited to hang out here and talk to Chef Kerry Favreau from the Devon Yacht Club out in Amagansett, New York. It's a private club. I haven't been in there. I've been there after hours, but I've never actually been in there to eat. But I'll tell you what, his food is looking baller. Jeffy, where can people see Chef Kerry's food on the internet?
Well, if they want to see Chef Kerry and Chef Kerry's food, they're going to check him out at Chef Zip on Instagram. That's where he's hanging out all the time. He's posting pictures of his food, of his awesome team, shit that they're doing. He's killing it, man.
Yeah,
like
no
I said before, when we were talking earlier, he's been doing it a long time. So it's like, I'm really excited to hear what it's like to be in the yacht club scene now.
I don't think we should add up all of our combined years. It might be very upsetting if we do that, so we probably shouldn't do that. But join the show.
Dude, we'll become Captain Planet.
Ooh, Captain Planet. That's a great one right there. I haven't thought of that guy in a long time. Join the program right now. Is a gentleman who makes amazing food, whether it comes down to plating up something delicious and amazing and incredible on a plate, or whether it's smoking a giant piece of meat and slapping it down right into your hands and letting you eat it just like a human being should eat a piece of smoked meat. He's a great dad, a great family man, an amazing chef, and he's killing it right now at the Devon Yacht Club. He's also one of the nicest human beings you're ever going to meet on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for our friend, Chef Kerry Favreau. There he is, Kerry.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Chef? How are you, brother? Attaboy.
Very nice introduction. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Man, we are so excited to have you here on the program with us. We talk about you all the time. You were out there in the Hamptons working last summer, and I know that you just started the job, so I didn't want to bug you to come out for a drink. But this summer, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
It's a game changer this year. This year is different. So this year, everything's opened up, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Chef, how many years do you have in the industry now?
I've been working since I was 16. So, I mean, in the clubs, probably almost 30, 35 years. So, this is like my fourth club or fifth club that I've worked at, you know, in between other resorts and restaurants and stuff like that. But
for some reason, I've always come back to the clubs.
Yeah.
The clubs have just been a good fit. They pay good. They're everywhere. And you know what? The more you work in them, the better jobs you can find. And, you know, this is how I ended up here. You know, it's just one of these things. You're in the right place at the right time, and you get to know the right people, and all of a sudden stuff happens, and, you know, you find a job where you can work 5-6 months out of the year and have 6 months off.
Right.
So, I kind of like this.
I want to meet these people.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think you get those kind of jobs, especially when you find, like, a vacation-type place, such as the Hamptons where you are, and I work out there as well. You know, I have a couple of months out of the year where I'm crazy, crazy busy, but then it's pretty easy the rest of the season. You know, we have busier days off season, but you know, it makes it worth it. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a drive to get out there, but you know, and being away from your family, but they do. You know, my client gets a house that I can have that my family comes to, and it's really nice. And I think they do the same thing for you out there, don't they?
No, absolutely. I got a house out here, and it's dude. I ride my bike to work. It takes me a minute and a half to get to work, and I'm working 6 days a week, but I have a day off. A lot of clubs, you know, even during the summer, I was working 7 days a week from May till October.
Right.
And then, you know, then it slows down a little bit, but you're still working. Here, you know, I'm going to work like crazy July and August, to be honest, like a madman. But that's 2 months. You know, I'm going to work a little bit on the outskirts and the bookend. But, you know, I can do that. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just put your head down and go.
Well, talk about some of the freedoms, because the yacht club you work at is called the Devon Yacht Club. It's a private club, and I want to talk about that in a second. But how much freedom do you have with the menu and to be able to do whatever kind of food you want to do?
They've been very nice. You know, the whole thing is that's why they brought somebody else in, and that's why I started last year, because they wanted to kind of upgrade and get a new brand. And the whole thing, the club's about 104 years or 106 years old, somewhere around that.
Damn.
And, it's been here forever. And that's... You know what? There's a whole different kind of, feel or vibe because, yes, they all have money and they all can do whatever they want to do, but this isn't very much, it's not a very flashy club. You know, it's an older club, a very modest club, very waspy. So, you know, they have the money, they just don't flash it, but they don't mind spending it on the food, which is great.
That's great.
So they basically let me do whatever I want to do. You know, for a la carte, whenever I want to do it. So, you know, this year it's going to change a little bit because of all the member events we can do now and things like that. But a la carte wise, you know, I'm looking to buy different things all the time. We write a brand new menu every week.
That's awesome.
The menu's changing constantly. And, you know, it's a nice thing because I could tell everybody who works there is like, well, you have as much input on the menu as you want or as little. So if you want to have stuff on the menu, tell me. We'll put it on there. If not, I'll write menus all day long. You just make what I want to make. That's all. So it's a nice thing. It's a good mix.
I mean, Jeff, it's not very often you find the executive chef who's like reaching out to everybody in the restaurant or you know, in the kitchen. Hey, feel free to contribute here. We'd love to see what you got some ideas for the menu. We can make it happen. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not. Especially not this chef that you're talking to right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I think, Carrie, one of the things I've loved about you from just hearing about your style and how you run a kitchen is you're laid back, you're chill, unless it needs not to be, but you're also very open to things. You're not like so set in this is this way, this has to be this way. You know, you're all about like fostering that leadership role in everybody in a way.
I think it's definitely changed. I mean,
I went to the culinary, 30 years ago or whenever, but I went when the chefs were mean, nasty, angry.
Me too.
And they taught you that way. So you know what? You grow up that way and you start out, and I could throw a pan as good as anybody into a three-bay sink and make a lot of noise. And I can scare people, and I've thrown food at people, and everybody has. We all have.
Right.
But you learn after a while, it's no good. It isn't going to work in the long run. So, right now, it's kind of a changing process and taking the new people and what, you take some of these new kids coming in, you'll scare them right out of the business in a week.
Yeah.
If you treat them that way. So right now, you have to be nicer. You have to be more open to, different ideas and things like that. And, it works better.
I just could never imagine when I came up, and Chef, I've got about 25 years under my belt, like coming up, the same kind of way you did, it sounds like, and, just having those, self-help days that some of these guys take now. I'm not saying it's bad at all. Like, I just can't imagine doing that or having that in my life. Or, my self-help day was, when I got off of work at 11 o'clock and went to the bar for 3 hours. Oh, that's self-help. I'm good. It's remarkable how different the industry is now with the younger culinarians coming up. And again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just different.
No, it's not bad, but you know what? I mean, to a point, I'm only going to give so much on a lot of that too. I mean, I'll still work and I'll still say I'll be there before everybody and I stay later than everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm still going to work more hours, but I know what it takes and I know what I want to see. So, I kind of like to see the new guys that come up that actually may come in a little early, may not punch in right away, may do something before they do that. That kind of gives you a little inspiration right there because, there might be one or two people here and there that are going to kind of be able to push along the right stuff and kind of go a little bit farther than the others.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it is a great thing to see. And Dan, you run, Dan runs a very well-to-do high-end grocery store with an amazing catering section. Dan, do you see any of that? You see any of these new culinarians coming in or younger people that you hire?
Yeah, you mean like having the one the we make, well, I don't want to say make fun. Somebody said a mental health day, and you're kind of like blown away. Like, what do you mean? What is that mental health day?
Yeah, exactly.
And that was something that we never, like, people will call out and be like, hey, I need a mental health day. And I understand, I've struggled with mental illness, so I understand that there's a time when you really, when I was younger, that I would have said, oh, wow, I'm seriously incapable of going through my day without bitch slapping somebody. I need to like take a moment to breathe. And I think sometimes it's hard to get past that in your mind, that you have to take that time for yourself to take a step back. And it's growing and learning that. And I think kids today actually have a better grasp on that than we did.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
I mean, I agree with that, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, if you were frying out at a job, I would like black out, like call him the next day and take the heat when I came in after that. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, we didn't call it a mental health day, but there was like times that I would just call in if something was like fucking really crazy. Like if something like crazy happened and I wasn't going to make it at work. You know what I mean? I wasn't just going to go and fall apart. I would fucking call in, and just like, and deal with it. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't always great and like shit would happen and people would be pissed at you, but it's like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I worked with Lonnie Hewat was my mentor, and I've never called out of work a day in my life. If I called out of work, he came to my house and grabbed me and brought me to work.
Bro, I don't know.
Chris, get your ass to work, Chris.
Easy. Dan, that was a really good impression.
Yeah, get your ass to work.
And Chris.
Yeah. Well, Kerry, just to come back to you, man, do you see a lot of that happen at the club? Are people calling out, or is it because it's such a short season for you, they tend to not burn out as fast?
Yeah, they pretty much know better not to call out. I mean, obviously, with the COVID, you had to be very open to people not feeling well, and you had to be very PC with all that. But now, I mean, I basically, you're on 6 days a week, you're here, you get a day off, you're not here till 11 o'clock at night. They all get time to break and release and relax and do whatever. We got to work 6 days a week. I'm sorry. You're there. You got to be there. So, right. I mean, it's 3 months. It's the next 3 months. Just put up with it. So, I give them plenty of time after or during the week to kind of do whatever they need to do. But right now it's everybody forward. Let's go.
Now, do you guys pay overtime, or how does that work when people work over 40 hours?
Yeah, everybody's getting between 60, maybe 65 hours a week, and they all get paid overtime. So, you know, they all get paid really well. They get free housing. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they, obviously they get all their meals, and they get a year-end bonus. So, you know, everybody does pretty well.
Sounds like a pretty good gig.
Yeah, if you want to make money and just kind of kick it back and store it away, it's an easy place to do it.
Yeah, I guess you don't have any bills, really, you know.
No, you're sitting right on the ocean the whole time, too. So, come on. I mean, what do you want? What else do you want?
Yeah, it's not a bad gig to be in at all. So, talk about the private aspect of this club, man. So, you know, I've never worked in a private club. You know, I know this particular one, like, you can't even really just join the club, can you?
No, it's actually, you know, it's one of these. Obviously, this private club is owned by the membership. It's not, you know, it's a privately owned club, but the membership owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to be brought in by other members, and, you know, there's a long waiting list to get in, and there's different levels you can try to get in and things like that. But it's different. Every club's different. The last club I worked at, it was owned by one person. And that, you know, you have to interview with him, and there was no way you were getting into that place. And that was even better because, you know, at this location, you have 300 members that own the place. You have 300 bosses, and they all have opinions, and they all like to say, you know, I don't want my steak this way. I don't like this that way. And it's every day because they're there every single day. So that's the little tough part of the clubs, because they all have a say, and they all know your email address, and they come in the kitchen, and they're always on top of you the entire time. So it's a little bit of a mental pull on your brain for that. But
so you have the guests come in the kitchen? The members can come in the kitchen?
They're there all the time, man. They're all – now that this COVID thing is over, I mean, they're knocking on the door. They're calling. You know what? It's nice. They're calling to compliment too. So they're doing both sides of it. But, yeah, they can do whatever they want, and they call you out, and you're out there. You go out there. You don't know if you're going to get your head chopped off or if they're just there to say hello and thank you. And yeah.
Wow.
And that's, you know, and they're there 5 days a week. That's it. They're there for like lunch 3 days, dinner 2 days, or opposite, or they could be there for more. So they're there all the time.
Wow.
So it's a nonstop thing.
I guess you do have a lot of face time with them too. You have to talk to all the members consistently as the executive chef.
Being chef at a club, you got to be very PC. You got to be very, you know, always smiling. You can't say anything about a member. You don't want to get caught. You know, a lot of guys, you know, lose their positions because they just get way too comfortable and they get too relaxed. And all of a sudden they say something or they do something or they post something. And, you know, all these clubs now, when they interview, they check all your Instagram and they check your phones and they check everything. So, you know, you can't have anything silly out there.
Man, that just sounds intense, dude. I don't know if I can handle that. Wow, that's crazy. Jeffy, let's give his plugs out there, man. People can follow Chef.
Absolutely. Harry. Our good buddy Chef Favreau, we're going to hit him up at Chef Zip, at Chef Zip on Instagram. Follow him right now. Give him some likes on his beautiful food.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Chef, you were also running, like, you had an amazing food truck for a little bit, man, or a food trailer. I don't know what you want to call it, but you were doing some amazing barbecue food, some of the really good shit. I came over several times and got food from you because I was craving it. It was delicious, man. Do you get to do any of that kind of food from the old food truck at the yacht club? Are they going to give you a smoker?
Yeah, well, I got I have the Alto Shed that smokes, so, you know, we do everything in that. You know, we do all the barbecues at the club, and, you know, with all the 4th of July and Labor Day and Memorial Day, kind of work in all that kind of food. I mean, that's the best thing about it, because you're doing high-end food quite a bit, and then you're also doing, you know, your everyday food. So yeah. I get to do the Ruthie's fried chicken. I get to do the pulled porks and the ribs and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you get to use all your kind of creativity from whether it's comfort food or high-end food and, you know, whatever products are around. So it's nice.
Man, I tell you what, we get some amazing seafood out there, don't we?
It's fantastic. It's beyond fantastic.
I mean,
it really is.
Oysters and scallops. I think I gave you my scallop guy too, didn't I, or no?
Scallop guy, I got, like, you know what? I just can't wait till the blowfish come back. I was blown away last year by the blowfish tails.
Ooh, nice.
They are
so good.
I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea they ate so well, and it's, you know, treat them like chicken wings. It was just so good. So stupid good.
Yeah. How are you preparing?
They're delicious.
we were just frying them. We were just flouring and breading and frying. And, you know, we served a couple different, you know, sauces on the side, or we did one Szechuan style. And, you know, it's just real simple, but it just ate like, I went to Japan and we ate blowfish for weeks. And it was terrible because we were eating every little bit of it.
Oh, man.
But this, just the tails are fantastic, man. Fantastic.
Golly. You know, I'm trying really hard. Our good buddy, our mutual friend and good buddy, Chef Aki from House of Yoshida, he's been on this program too. My favorite was having the Aki on, and he's just drinking and running his mouth. I love hanging out with the guy. I'm trying to get him to come out to Montauk this summer and work with me doing some sushi, man. So we got to come by and hang out with you then.
He'd be awesome. He'd be awesome, man. He's the man.
Yeah,
he's the man when it comes to sushi. He's got a different level of food there, man. He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I had his ribs the other night. He was making barbecue ribs. They were delicious.
Hey, that's the funniest thing about that place. You go in there and you're thinking you're going to have sushi only, and you're having spaghetti meatballs, you're having clam chowder, and, you know, you're having barbecued ribs. So
it's delicious.
You never know what you're going to get. Yeah, all good. Yeah, everything.
It's delicious. He makes great food, man. So at the club, do you you know, you have the members coming in? You get the busy season coming up right now. People, you know, they can't even get like a day pass to come in and try the food or anything like that, right? Nothing like that exists.
Usually not, no, because it's, you know, it's what it is—a private club. So, you know, members can invite some friends here and there, and they're actually kind of trying to hold back on how many guests this year that they're going to allow to have come in, because a lot of our members are having to show their COVID vaccines before they kind of are opened up to all the events that are going on and things like that. So, you know, they're trying to be real safe because, you know, I say about a third of our membership, we do have an older membership there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they want to be very safe when, and they like coming to a place like the club because they know it's safe.
Yeah, they feel comfortable.
So they want to make sure everybody around the edge is safe.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, it is kind of, you know, you don't want a bunch of random people in there. I get it. It makes sense, especially with the older crew. You know, yeah, I get it. Do they actually pay for food, or is that part of their membership fees?
No, they pay. They pay. It's all on top of, you know, they have their membership fee, their, you know, initiation fee, their yearly membership fee, and then they got to pay for food on top of that.
Damn.
And that's, you know, it's the best thing about the – I've never seen a membership. Every place that I work, they eat a lot. I don't know if it's the summer feel, the vibe, the water, but these people eat like mad, and they'll eat everything, which is great. So, you know, you put anything on that menu, and they'll just kind of go after it, which is a nice thing.
Wow.
So, whether it's orfuls or anything, they'll try it.
I mean, that's great. Have you had anybody, like, give you a really bad, like, you know, take you out or pull you aside and say, "Chef, like, we really need you to do, like, this steak wasn't good, like, we didn't like it," and you just have to suck it up? Is there any stories? I don't want you, like, you know, nothing give anything away, but any terrible stories from having to deal with a member?
No, you know, you always get, like, you know, the whole thing is some of the, you know, let's face it, a lot of people like filet, right? They want soft, unflavorful, just easy to eat kind of meat, fine. Right. But then you put a hanger on, you put something like that on, very nice, and they're like, "It's too chewy. We can't do this. You shouldn't have them." You got to turn around, smile, and go, "No problem," you know, and that's fine. I don't, just won't run it for a while. So the only really complaints that I get here is, like, I like to use a lot of spice. I like to kick things up a little bit in different ways. And they're like, "Please don't do that. Please don't do this. Keep this down. Keep that down." So it's just a kind of a play. You know, you got to keep some of these members happy here, and you got to word things differently, and kind of it's a game. It's
keep
definitely
that seesaw
a big game
in the middle.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah,
you know, just keep it. The menu's big enough where I can do that, so that's all right.
Well, good. That's great. And how many food outlets are there? Is it obviously the main restaurant, right? And is there other spots?
No, it's nice about this. Everything, really, because we have a snack bar, we do the patio, the dining room. Everything comes out of the kitchen, one main area. So it's nice because you can see everything going out. Because a lot of times you get these little outlets all over the place. You can never control what's going on. You can't see what's going on. Now everything comes out of this one area. You kind of have a hand on everything. So, you know, if somebody's getting too busy, you throw some guys over there. If the other place isn't busy, you know, whatever's going on.
Yeah, that was my problem when I was working at a club at Hammock Beach down in Florida, a big golf resort. Like, there's just so many outlets. You can't keep track of everything. It's so hard.
Nah, I don't like that. This is probably the biggest club I've worked. I've worked at a lot of, you know, smaller, higher-end clubs and things like that, and that's always been a little – I like that niche right there because you can, you know, I don't need to do 5,000 people. I'd rather do, you know, a couple hundred people and do it really, really, really well. And instead of, you know, I don't need the numbers. That was never a thing for me.
Well, how many covers are you guys doing, like, on a Friday night?
Right now, anywhere from 100 to 150 on a Friday night. You know, but we'll, you know, we can do, we're doing all these, like, buffets and things in between a la carte, and that can go up to 500.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big game where you're doing, like, you know, lunches for 170 and then a buffet for 500 and then a la carte for 150 or something like that. So it's different. It's definitely different. So we'll see how it plays out by the end of the year. And the best thing is it's only 3 months away, so I can do that.
You know, it's funny because you don't think of it like that. You're busy and you're working hard and you're doing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden it's over. It happens so quick. And then, like, for you, you have to go out to the Hamptons and, you know, it's very, you know, it's a high-end area, but there's great food and people aren't afraid to spend that money on food. Does it feel different than any of the other clubs just because of the location or not really?
It's definitely different. It's definitely because, you know, this is much, it's so much more of a vacation vibe, you know, and let's face it, I've never had a kitchen where you're looking out the back door and there's the, you know, the Long Island Sound, you know, 20 yards away. And they are, everybody's really relaxed. They're very kicked back here. You know, some of the other clubs are a little, you know, they're going to work every day and things like people out here, they're done. They come out here for the summer. They're done. Yeah. So it's a whole different kind of mindset with folks.
That's awesome.
Carrie, do you guys do any, like, boat delivery stuff, or do you, like, do any, like, stuff where you cater to the boats at all or to the yachts?
Yeah, because we have the marina right on property, so they can, anything they want, we can bring over there. You know, we do, they do wine baskets and things like that. We'll do food or cheese and things like that to go along with it. So, you know, whatever
like
they kind of want.
It's a whole other side of it, probably. Right.
Yeah, it's, you know what, and we're trying to build that, too, and that's why, you know, with the whole redesign of this, the clubhouse that we're doing, we're kind of trying to implement more of a mindset of kind of delivery service to, you know, boats that are kind of coming into the marina just for food or that they want to take out to Gardner Island and things like that, to kind of whole redesign the place and to brand everything a little bit better.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I think that when you get out there and, you know, start working on the boats and stuff too, it really adds a whole other dimension to what you're doing. You know, it's a whole different thing that maybe people don't think about. You know, I wonder if any of the boats have ever reached out and said, "Hey, chef, can you send a chef out here for us to, like, you know, come cook on the boat?"
They haven't done that, but that would not be a bad thing. That would be okay. I could do that. I've seen enough Bravo when I've been watching to see that, like, that kind of life isn't so bad either. So,
hey, that's a tough job, actually. I've had friends who do it. It's a tough job being on a boat. That's for damn sure. Because it's never easy.
I'm sure it's just never over. Suck. Going on, right? It's never over.
Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Carrie. So, how many different stations are in the kitchen for you guys?
You know, we have, you know, like Armager. You're talking about something like that.
Yeah. Like, you have like a saute station, the grill station.
Yeah, we got the basic line set up where we have entremetier, we have a grill station, we have a saute station, garmanger, we have a pastry chef there on service all the time, and then we usually have two expediters, and then maybe one other person that we're going to have kind of floating in the kitchen who's going to do either, you know, like raw bar, seafood towers, and things like that once we get going here. So it's full. There's people everywhere, a couple people cleaning, and you know, it's a happening place.
Damn. Last one for me, brother. What would you recommend to somebody who is looking to get into this line of work, working in a private club like this, and they're a young culinarian coming up? What do you think is the best piece of advice you could give them to, you know, start getting into this business and maybe be the executive chef one day of a club like you are?
You just got to do a little bit of everything in the kitchen. Go into one of these clubs and kind of, I started out just, you know, in the local club and doing like garmanger, working the line, you know, and things like that. And then after culinary, kind of moved around a little bit, went down to Florida and worked at, you know, Innisbrook, and I did just banqueting. And I did banqueting like crazy. I went to the biggest place I could find. And then I kind of went to another place that did high-end dining and just did that for a while. And if you could stay in the lifestyle of the clubs and you don't, you know, if you put up with the little things that are kind of quirky, in the long run, there's no better job that they're going to pay any better than the clubs. They're stable. They have benefits, you know. There's a good system of chefs there, and a bunch of guys that, you know, really know what they're doing, and they're getting better and better. The longer they have been in, it's only getting better and better.
That's great. That's great. It's like almost having a great, like, you know, a private chef job. I tell a lot of young people too, like a great private chef job is a really good job. It's hard to find a job that pays better, has better hours, and, you know, it's usually, but there's also some really bad private chef jobs too. So I'm assuming there's probably some pretty bad clubs out there as well, you know?
There are some bad clubs, there's some bad jobs, and, you know, that's, unfortunately, that's done by a lot of bad chefs too. So,
right,
you know, kind of brings them right in there. But, you know, I would say the majority are not that way. And as long as you have the right mindset, you know, it's not a restaurant, that's for sure. It's definitely not a restaurant. But if you have the right mindset to get into it and kind of put up, you know, get through the tough times, it's a good system to go to. It really is.
Nice. Dan, you got anything there for Carrie? You want to ask him before we get him out of here?
Well, I don't have a crazy question, of course.
Here we go.
But, I mean, we touched on everything. You asked all the great questions, all my little ideas of what this is, in fact, encompassing. But what I don't understand, and I'm sorry, but I don't really understand what a yacht club is. Like, what? So it's a bunch of friends who are like, hey, we own boats. Let's hang out together. And then they put a restaurant in. Like, I don't understand. I'm not like, I've never been in the club scene. I don't know. I know nothing about it. Anytime I saw that, I figured like I didn't belong in them places. So I would never involve myself into even understanding what it was. So I have no idea. Could you explain to me like what the idea behind a yacht club or a golf club or a gentleman's club was? Are they the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. Just stop. God damn it.
See, our Devon, it's Devon Yacht Club, but we also have tennis courts. So this is just a group of people that, you know, 100 years ago, I guess they got together and they wanted to park their boat someplace and social. It's a social club. But now it's become more, you know, a lot of sailing is going on, so it's a lot of traditional stuff. But I want to say half our boats are all fishing boats now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all these high-powered fishing boats in our marina, and there's probably a third of them are the sailboats. We do a lot of tennis on our place, and then all of it is you know, really centered around the social aspect of dining, which is the best part of it. So, you know, the golf clubs are built around the golf course. You know, golf is king at golf clubs. No matter how good the food is, you know, golf is always going to be number one. Doesn't really matter. You know, we try as hard as we can, but you cannot beat down golf. So,
thank you, Carrie. This is great news to hear from another man. I love this story. Yeah. So help me out with this though. So have you shafted a golf course?
Yeah, I ran Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford I opened it up and I ran it for 16 years.
Yeah. So you played a lot of golf there? Tell me you got to play a lot of golf while you ran the club.
Actually, I hate to tell you, man. I worked, you know, like I said, I worked at Innisbrook down in Florida. I worked at Fourth Colony in Virginia. I ran Ridgewood Country Club in Danbury. I played a lot of golf when I was younger, and then I got to that club at Bedford. I played one round in 16 years. I got so tired of being there, I didn't want to be there on my days off. So I was just – I played one round of golf.
There really was no – like, so my dream is that, you know, you're the chef, and you're like, hey, guys, I want a 7 o'clock tea time because I got to go to work at 8:30. And they're like, no problem, chef. And then you get a 7 o'clock tea time.
I don't know that job yet. I haven't found that one yet. So, but they would,
if you see it and you don't want it, and you want to give them my resume, I'm ready. I have a resume picked out for this job particularly. I think they'll love it.
You'd be the first gentleman I would call. You'd be the first guy I'd call. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Carrie, quick question for you. You talked about being down in Florida, Innsbrook in Florida, was that with the Ginn Company, the Ginn Corporation?
Yeah. I was right in Tarpon Springs area.
Yeah, and the company that owned it, they owned several resorts, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
but I just, you know, I went there.
What year was this?
They had four. That was probably 91, 92, 93, something around there.
So I ran the club at Hammock Beach. I was executive sous chef. I was the opening crew there, which was under the Ginn Company as well.
Really?
Yeah. A big golf course on the east coast of Florida. Beautiful spot. We still go back to it with my family every year because they love it.
Ah, beautiful, man. Yeah, that was fun down there. It was just, you know, it was catering. That's all.
It's Florida.
If you like doing dinners for 7,000 and 2,000 and 500 all at once, it's a place to go. So
Yeah, our place had three restaurants, a sushi bar, the snack bar, the pool bar. I mean, we had all these different outlets for food. It was crazy, and they didn't have enough people to run it, of course.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's too much. I think that kind of stuff turned me off from doing those numbers anyway, so I don't need that craziness.
No doubt about it. Jeffy, any last questions for Kerry before we get him out of here? We've taken a lot of his time.
Yeah, actually, I just had, like, I was just interested in, like, you know, you had mentioned that all the members are vaccinated. Is everyone in the kitchen also vaccinated? Like, do you guys have to wear masks? Or is everyone vaccinated and everyone's cool with just, like, not wearing masks anymore and stuff? Or is it?
Right now, you had the choice of getting vaccinated or they have to test every other week.
Every other week? Do they have to wear a mask every other week still?
You don't have to wear a mask. No, no more masks are needed. The only we have our wait staff. They got to wear a mask because it's obviously children under 12 that aren't vaccinated. So at first they were talking about segregating kids in one area or families that have kids. And so now it's just wide open, but wait staff has to wear masks. Kids, while they're walking around, will have to wear a mask. But the kitchen staff, we're just, you know, you're either vaccinated. And I had maybe four guys that, you know, are not against it. They're like, we just want to kind of wait till it gets, you know, the FDA approval before we really do it. So, no, we're not arguing, but they just got to get tested every week, every other week.
But you guys provide the testing, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's all. You know what, I think right now they're going either down to Montauk and, you know, it's a free test anyway. So, you know, they can just go down and get it done. So it's pretty simple.
That's a great question, Jeffy. It's a good thought, just how is it going to work? Because I know that, you know, with the governor lifting all the restrictions, you know, I was, like, surprised that anybody has to wear a mask anymore. I have yet to be out east this summer, so I don't know what it's like yet. I'm heading out tomorrow, so we'll figure it out. Which, by the way,
it seems like
I'm going to text you tomorrow night, man, just see if you're around.
I'm here. I'm sitting here watching. I got the Comedy Channel on the TV right now, so I'm kicking back. My wife's not around here for a couple of days, so, you know.
Oh, well, shit. We're going drinking tomorrow night. Boy, let's do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, I do have to be to work by like 7:30 in the morning.
Hey, I have no.
Oh, man, that's an excuse. That's all I'm here.
I love it. Jeffy, let's give Chef Kerry his information back out there one more time before we get
out of here. Absolutely, man. You want to get on our good brother Chef Kerry's Instagram right now? Give him a follow at Chef Zip, ZIP. Get on there, give him a follow, drop in his DMs, tell him how beautiful he is, and tell him you heard him here at Plum Love Foods Live.
He is a beautiful man. That's true. He's a very good-looking gentleman.
Absolutely. Adonis-like stature. We love this guy.
He's very Adonis-like.
True kind.
Chef, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate all the hard work you're doing out there. Looking forward to seeing you this summer, man. And keep at it, brother. We look forward to having you on down the road.
Absolutely, brothers. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're awesome, man. We'll talk to you later. All right.
All right. Have a good night, all.
See you, buddy. There he goes. The one, the only Chef Kerry Farrell. What a good brother that guy is, huh? I like that guy. That guy is awesome.
Good fan.
Yeah, good people right there,
man. He's doing a dream, man. He's living a dream, right? I love his job.
You know, he does seem really happy, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, man. He feels like he's doing what he really loves. He's got some good gigs. Beautiful there. I know it's
gorgeous. Yeah, it's a great spot. I've been over there when they're closed, like after 11. I've hung out there before. I've never been there like when they're open, but I'm serious. I hope I can get over there some point in time and just, you know, taste dinner or something. I'd love to taste his food and see how it's going over there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'd love to join you.
Definitely something I never thought of, that field of people having like in a club. I never even thought about cooking in a club. But he makes it sound pretty exciting for what's
cool. You mean another place food can take you, Dan? You didn't realize that thank you.
All different places.
But yeah, Dan, these things are like, it's like a private social club. People pay money to be a part of it, and they can, like, you know, they can go there, they can eat, there's tennis courts, they can park a boat, there's a beach you can go swimming on, they have big swimming pools they can take the kids to. It's kind of like a country club, but it's a yacht club. And people, you can park your boats there. You can rent a boat slip, or your boat can live there. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh. And you live on your boat there? And
I
you slip, can. I wonder?
I know the Montauk Yacht Club, you could.
That's dope.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I want to do when I retire. I want to buy a giant sailboat, and I want to live on it. Just, like, take it out when I get drunk.
At a golf course?
Yeah.
Dude, I picture you wearing like cutoff shorts and like a linen shirt that's opened up. There's only like two buttons at the bottom buttoned on it. You're wearing like a headband and sunglasses. You've got Sammy Hagar playing in the background.
Doing DDP yoga on the bow of the boat.
Oh, this would be amazing. I could picture this perfectly. Join the program now for the last couple minutes is our good friend Chef Dave. Dave, can you picture Jeffy on a sailboat wearing a linen shirt doing yoga?
Yeah, yeah. I can tell it. I see it now.
My afro would be mad long and salty, and so it would kind of start like doing those like afro dreads that would fall down, and my captain's hat, like the skipper from Gilligan's Island, would just kind of set on it just a little bit.
I picture your hair has turned all white at this point.
Definitely grayer. It's definitely grayer.
In the sun, so it's going to fade in the sun, too.
Yeah, I get red highlights in the sun, just in my Sicilian and Irish genetics.
Dave, your chef's a pretty good dude, man. It's a great conversation.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. It's pretty dope working there.
Yeah, so you're still happy? You're still digging the job?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he had some nice things to say about you before we went on air, so you know he was very complimentary of you.
Yeah, then there's some other stuff he said, but we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah, he was like he definitely said Dave is like 95% awesome.
Nice.
I mean, that's still an A. That's still an A.
I know, but I went working towards like an A plus. So,
oh man, you want to be great. You want to be off the chart.
That's right. That's right. Dave, just really quick, because we had Carrie on. Sure. Talk about Carrie as your executive chef. How is that like you know? We've heard him talk now. Just to hear kind of the point of view from you over here, the guys. I mean, talk about him as a number one in the kitchen.
I mean, it's like I said. I like working for him and the freedom to suggest things for the menu or come up with dishes, that's pretty real. Like, if he likes your idea, he runs it.
You got some stuff on the menu right now or not yet?
Yeah, I'm lined up, I think, for a couple weeks. So,
damn. By the way, he did say he could probably get us in there for dinner.
That's cool. I'm not the person to make that call, so.
Yeah, but you would even ask. You would even attempt to.
Nah. See, that's that other 5%.
yes. Oh damn. Well, Dave, I'm glad it's going well. I'll be out there tomorrow. Looking forward to spending some time out there, hanging out in the beautiful sunshine by the ocean. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I'll give you a call tomorrow for sure. I think it's about time for us to get out of here. Jeffy, who's on the show next week? I think you already had it booked up and ready to go, didn't you?
Absolutely. Next week, I believe we have a musical, our first musical summer guest.
Oh, nice.
I
love that idea. I think having
Jesse
come here is great.
Jesse Rubin.
Oh, Jesse Rubin's dope.
Jesse Rubin. Yeah. And he's going to come on. He's going to talk to us about what he's doing. He's touring. He's doing some stuff. He's out of the COVID fucking blues. He's out there rocking, and
is he going to play a little bit? Play a jam.
If we're lucky, I think he might.
That's what's
up. So we got him. Actually, we're rocking. We got him, and then we're going to have Kyle the Vulgar Chef at the Vulgar Chef. I don't know if you follow him, but he's a wild dude. He does some crazy stuff. And then we're going to have our good brothers T1 Danger Dogs after that. So we're going to be rocking.
I know Jeffy's setting up like the Plum Love Foods summer music series here. We're excited about this.
Yeah, man. We're going to jam with a bunch of different dudes that we've talked to over the COVID times, and they're all out of it, and they're like doing cool shit. And we all checked back with them, and they wanted to come on, and I was pumped to talk to them.
Well, I think it'll be great conversations just because, like, you know, it's a similar industry that we're in, how they're handling COVID and coming out of it. I'm curious to see how they're doing with it and how they're getting booked. So it should be a great conversation. Looking forward to that next week when Jesse Rubin joins the Good Brothers here on the program. Dave, thank you. We appreciate you. Dan, thank you, my friend. You know how much we appreciate you. Jeffy, you know I love you, buddy. It is time to get on Pop One and kill some people together because we haven't done it in a very long time. Wow. What was that?
What a rush. That was my metal growl.
Nice. Nice. I like it. In the meantime and in between time, friends, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give the time it deserves. We'll see you next week with Jesse Rubin, live Thursday.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.